Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio, and to protect life, liberty, and property, all in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, it's incredible, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, is the rule of law, and is the key to our success, ladies and gentlemen. A good, honest, moral people understanding that the founders realized that we don't seek for power, we seek to pull it down, that we want to divide power amongst the three branches of government, between the states and the federal government, with an incredible series of checks and balances. That's the key to restoration as well. We reject revolution. Thanks to the founding fathers, we can use the principles of restoration through the sacred document called the Supreme Law of the Land that ought to be the political religion of our nation, and we can literally peacefully restore the republic, but we need your help to get it done, ladies and gentlemen. A good, honest, moral people jealously guarding their liberties is the answer, is the way the founders envisioned the appropriate checks and balances to work. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. So we got that going on. We got a recap of yesterday's show, still available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Also available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends, download the show, check it out today. If you want incredible lineup of talk show hosts, libertynewsradio.com is where you get that done. If you want one of the best news services on the internet, libertynewsdaily.com. So libertynewsradio.com for the best radio lineup and libertynewsdaily.com for the best news. You want to participate in a win-win-win situation for patriots? Think givemelibertyfund.com. That's givemelibertyfund.com. And if you want to learn what we're doing on a mass scale, thefreedomcoalition.com is where you go for those incredible updates. thefreedomcoalition.com. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to have less frustration, anger, discouragement, confusion, lack of energy? How would you like to replace all that with a positive mental attitude, extra hours of work capability in your day, the dispelling of confusion and replacing it with clarity of thought, the ability to handle multiple tasks and more? Well, you start out with a scientifically backed free vigor test. You take it. Then with natural health and healing solutions, you improve on that score. It only gets better from there. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, rate 01-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, rate 01-669-2211. We had our guest on yesterday, Mr. Kevin Blake, the Florida Director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. We talked about Obamacare's in trouble. The IRS will no longer reject tax returns not answering health care questions. The Blaze gave us that piece. Bottom line is, you know, they said, hey, do you have Barack health care? If not, you get a penalty. Now you can leave that blank, which means the IRS has no ability to then go after you. But if we're not careful, that behemoth, the IRS, is going to still go ahead and audit you and give you grief. So we got to gut that thing completely, folks. We're waiting on Congress. Digital medicine fraught with risk, doctors explain. USA Today, we're spending big bucks on a digital forced medical system. Got to get rid of that too. Trump promises massive tax code reform. That's great, but he needs to talk a little less about reform and a lot more about abolition of the IRS. But Senate Republicans are now lining up against a constitutional border tax. Reject the Senate's deceptive ideas there. Would you please stand for the constitutional tariffs at the border and the reduction of taxes on the American people? Would you please? Taxpayers are paying $39 billion a year for literally nothing, it turns out. No joke. And people wonder where Donald can pay for his plans. Well, there's $39 billion, folks, just in one example, huh? That was Hour 1 with Kevin Blake of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, well-known talk show host of the PoliticalCesspool.org award-winning every Saturday evening radio program. We talked about a press release. Believe it or not, Chris Ann Hall is going to be on C-SPAN. They're going to air Chris Ann Hall's Constitution class on C-SPAN. good for those folks. And congratulations to Chris Ann Hall and crew over there. Great friends of ours. We syndicate their show. We really appreciate their friendship and partnership in many, many projects, including the freedomcoalition.com. Check it out today. Kellyanne Conway is under attack big time. She coined the term alternate facts, and boy, is that reality. They say she's into fake news. We say they're into fake news, that a battle rages on. I can talk about that divide, though. FBI removes the SPLC and the ADL from their resource pages, but don't worry. The liberal rag, the George Soros-funded, agenda-driven manipulation, basically says, hey, it's not really like you think. The FBI still loves the SPLC and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, Anti-Defamation League and such, so don't get too excited too fast. Again, unconstitutional, hate-mongering organizations running around, belligerent, backed by government dollars and support. Neo-Nazis blame the Jews for Michael Flynn's resignation, writes Media Matters. What are they talking about? What neo-Nazis? They don't even name names or anything, hardly. It's amazing. Everybody's a neo-Nazi if they don't agree with the liberal agenda. Is that right? Including the Donald? I see. Remember, Donald's anti-Semitic, and he won't answer the questions, they claim. The reason we won't answer the questions, folks, is because we all know it's not true, and you're just using that to derail the whole conversation. How do you respond? Why are you so anti-Semitic? Well, when did you stop beating your wife? And there's no good answers to that. Okay? I mean, when somebody calls you a neo-Nazi, a white supremacist, what do you say about that? No, it isn't true. Yes, it is. No, it's not. My daddy wasn't a white supremacist. Neither was mine. Okay, where do you go with that? How do you answer that? I think we just need to start calling all the liberals racists. Then what are they going to say? They say you're a racist or you're white. You're a white supremacist. You're an anti-Semitic. And you know what? You are too. You hate me because I'm white, don't you? All right, there you have it. Eric Erickson defends Donald Trump, calling only on right-wing media because mainstream media is pushing, listen, a Nazi narrative. All right, interesting twist on that. U.S. intelligence officials are withholding information from Donald Trump over conservatives or over concerns that the president may not be trusted with sensitive intelligence material, the Wall Street Journal reports. Let me get this straight. U.S. intelligence officials are withholding information from Donald. They say that he might not be trustworthy enough to give the information to, says the Wall Street Journal. Now, when the president is elected by the American people, when the inauguration peacefully takes place, it's not time to have dissent. It's not time. Okay, these people need to, in my personal opinion, be fired and tried for treason. You cannot do this. If the American people say the president's worthy of being the commander-in-chief, then he's worthy of getting all information to make decisions to keep America safe. And these treasonous thugs up there have no business. But literally, U.S. intelligence officials are withholding information from the commander-in-chief because they say he might not be trustworthy enough to handle it. That's reported in the Wall Street Journal. This is criminal activity, folks. Donald needs to absolutely come unglued and take action over this. We reported this yesterday. The day before on the program, Wednesday, James Edwards said these people are bordering on treason. I said, you know what? I agree, but treason's a pretty high bar. Be careful. But now, when these officials literally withhold information from the president, they're determining single-handedly if the president's trustworthy enough to handle this information. I submit they're not trustworthy enough to even be there then. All right, there you have it. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available on demand at your fingertips on your Roku player and LibertyRoundTable.com. Check it out today. That's a wrap of yesterday's broadcast. Today's news the networks refuse to use starts now. Sam Bushman live on your radio. So a couple of quick tidbits. Right before the end of the hour yesterday, or the end of the show, I should say, we talked about Ben Swan. You remember the reality check guy? Good friend of ours, does a great job, spoke at our press club event for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. By the way, we've got incredible video of that, cspoa.org, to check that out. Ben Swan was one of our speakers. Nice guy. Anyway, Ben does reality check, well-known TV reporter, used to be in Cincinnati. Anyway, Ben Swan did some reporting on what's called Pizzagate. I don't know if you know about Pizzagate, but Pizzagate's the scenario where Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and all these other people were involved in some allegations of pornography and pedophilia and all this kind of stuff. And there was a big battle about it. The mainstream press all came out in lockstep and said, oh, no, there's nothing to this story. There was a big scandal about it. Well, Ben Swan reported, you know what, not so fast. There is more to this story than meets the eye. Even though there's not hard evidence yet, there's certainly information worth investigating. And he did a reality check on it. Well, now Ben Swan has taken down all of his media websites. And he's shut down his social media accounts. I used to get return calls from him. Now he's not calling me back. What's up with that?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about our buddy Ben Swan, well-known for Reality Check. Used to be at, Cincinnati 19? Now he was supposed to be in Atlanta as an evening reporter. Does a great job, well-known. Brigham Young University graduate. Just one of the nicest guys on the planet. And I don't know what's happened to him. He reported this Pizzagate thing and said, hey, there's more to this than meets the eye. And you know what? Got yanked off the air for several days. His multimedia systems and accounts are all taken down. I don't know what's up with that. He used to have benswan.com, used to have a Twitter feed, used to have Facebook, all this stuff. all of his websites and multimedia accounts have been taken down. I used to call him and get a call back. Now he never returns my calls. Nothing but a voicemail there. I literally called the the Atlanta station where he works now and talked to a news gal and said, oh, yeah, Ben's fine. He's working on his show. He's too busy to talk to you right now, but I'll pass him a message. And they acted like nothing was going on. But if you go research it, it's very, very strange. Alex Jones reported something on it. This all happened right at the end of January, start of February. But I haven't heard anything back, so it kind of makes you wonder what's up with Ben Swan. Kurt, do you have any info on this guy?
You know, I was looking while you were mentioning it, and I see MediaIte.com reporting Ben Swan has shut down website, social media accounts. The event Chronicle.com says, what happened to Ben Swan after his Pizzagate report? You've got Reddit with a report that says, what happened to Ben Swan? Is he missing or has he returned?
It's very, very strange stuff. Diane, you have a comment. Hi, Diane.
Yeah. Hi. I think it's possible. You've heard of Odigo?
No.
Okay. From what I hear, when 9/11 occurred, before it occurred, there was a phone system, and they called and warned people not to show up, and there were people who didn't show up.
Yeah, okay, I've heard of that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's basically they have a lot of control over our phone systems here.
Yes, they do.
And so I think it's possible that you've tried to call him, and he doesn't even know you're trying to call him. Maybe the phone calls are being intercepted.
That's certainly possible. Because however, it is on his, I do hear his voicemail, and then I do leave a message, and I do text him, and he responds to none of them. And it is possible that Ben's perfectly fine. However, all of his websites are down, so something's happening no matter what. You don't just take down your sites for no reason. I also have several other contacts that are friends of Ben's, and none of them respond either, which is strange. So I don't know what's going on.
I guess that Hillary Clinton has sent her attorneys to threaten him with a lawsuit.
That's very possible. There's no question that's
possible.
Because
she's got her billions and billions of ill-gotten gains. And who is he to come up against that?
It's a great point. I think you're right about that.
All right.
But we're going to keep finding out what's going on with Ben Swan. And thank you. She's right about the control of the phones and all that kind of stuff. There's no doubt about it, Kurt. We know that they have absolute monitoring control on all of us, and it's tragic to say the least. Thanks, Diane. I think she's right on that score.
And by the way, Sam, that is one lady who keeps her
powder dry.
Tabs on about everything.
All right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to chime in on this, 866-986-6397. It's toll-free, 866-986-NEWS is the number. And if you know what's happened to Ben Swan, would certainly be interested. And I don't mean to sound the alarm, and I'm not trying to spread fake news like, oh, my gosh, they've taken him down, if they really haven't. I'm just telling you, I waited for quite a while to bring this story up. Alex Jones has reported on it. There's news all over the web about it. There's some people that have done videos wondering what's happening to him. All of his sites are offline. If you go to BenSwan.com, it just says sites not configured. If you go to TruthInMedia.com, all the reality checks that they did are gone. I try to call a buddy of his named Zach Carter that used to work in his organization. No response. I emailed a gal that I knew that was associated with him. No response. I call another guy. Let me look up his name here. Anyway, I get no response. Several. Oh, Evan Mulch, who used to work with him that I know. No response. Joshua Cook, who used to work as an intern or whatever for his Truth in Media. No response. TruthInMedia.com is taken down. His Facebook and Twitter pages are taken down. So I'm not saying that there is a conspiracy or there is a problem here. It just seems super, super strange. Now, people might even say, Sam, you don't even know what you're talking about. He is on Atlanta. I saw him last night. That might be true. He might be on. That doesn't mean that there's not something going on when he yanks down all of his own work, separate from his day job, if you will. It was an evening job, by the way. But so something's going on here for sure. To yank all that down, no explanation, no response to anybody. Now, it may be that he's just fine, and it may be that he's on the air in Atlanta. But that doesn't necessarily mean that all is well when you just take down your whole media venture startups that you were so proud of, that you worked so hard on, that you had multiple fundraisers on Indiegogo and GoFundMe or whatever and other places to promote and to do the reality checks that you did. Even leaving the archives up, if you said, I don't have time for it anymore, guys, I'm so busy, you know, it's just my day job and I can't get it funded for future projects, I get it. But all the archives gone? So anyway, I don't mean to make anything out of this bigger than it is, Kurt. But I find something weird. Any other tidbits?
Well, usually, like they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, when you add all those different things up, there's even a, I guess, a Facebook post on Bill Murray's, a Twitter post on Phil Murray's Twitter account. Bill Murray, the guy from Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It basically says, hey, where's Ben Swan? You know, Ben Swan missing and social media pages shut down after this report. And he gives, you know, the link to the YouTube that was called, let's see, Pizzagate Special 720. You know, anyway, it's a 5 minute, 47 second thing. I haven't seen it, but I did find that.
And I've watched it, Kurt. And
oh, have you? Okay.
The bottom line with it in my mind is that he basically says, look, guys, the mainstream press is in lockstep saying that Pizzagate's just totally bogus. However, there are strange anomalies that relate to this story that have not been talked about and that are buried. And he basically goes through them. He shows on screen about some symbols that are used. He talks about the FBI and symbols that are used to denote pornography or denote child porn stuff. And this pizza place is using the same stuff in there. So the FBI documents that certain symbols mean certain things, you know, like gang signs or whatever. But these are messagings about child porn or whatever. And that the FBI documented these symbols to be used for this. And then the this pizza place used it in their messaging and their marketing as well. And then when it got brought up, they took that piece out. And then anyway, it goes on and there's some links and it's not hard factual evidence, but it is strange coincidence enough to say, and this is what Ben points out, you know what, this is worth looking into. And what's weird is nobody's looked into it. They just shut it down and say there's nothing to it. Next. And I find that very strange. And now all of a sudden, Ben just isn't around. He doesn't return phone calls. He's not available. No, I'm not saying he's dead or that they've done something harm to him, but there's somebody somewhere got to him somehow, because I'm telling you, I know Ben, and he's been in the media, and he's, you know, he wants the truth in the media just as much as the rest of us. What gives with this? And if anybody has any information, 866-986-6397. Would love to hear from you. And I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I'm hoping to get more information. I'm not trying to say there's more to this than meets the eye. I'm just saying something is very, very wrong. Kurt sent me the YouTube, but I've already watched it. You guys can look it up on the internet and watch it too. It's shocking, and the evidence that he brings forward is pretty compelling. That not that there's a fact, but that it should be looked into. Well, why would Ben be shut down over that? That just tells me there's more than meets the eye, huh?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Liberal Director Michael Moore apparently considers himself to be a walking constitutional convention, or so it would seem, given his creative depiction of the presidential order of succession, the process of impeachment, and other critical constitutional mechanisms. I and tens of millions of Americans demand that the weak and spineless Democrats bring Congress to a halt until investigative hearings are held and impeachment charges are filed against Donald Trump for supposedly colluding with the Russians to throw the election to him, wrote Moore in a Facebook post. Attorney General J. Beauregard Sessions must immediately appoint a special prosecutor to investigate these potentially treasonous acts, he continued, not explaining what role the special prosecutor would play in a congressional impeachment proceeding. If articles of impeachment are approved by the House, that body selects congressmen to prosecute the case in the Senate. So-called President Trump could save the country a lot of time, money, and pain by stepping down tonight, Moore insisted. Under Article 2 and the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, this would make Mike Pence the U.S. president, but Moore would find this to be unacceptable as well. Somehow our judicial system has to find a way to make restitution to this country. Pence can't be president, as he too was elected under the same fraud. The court has to rule either that the president is the winner of the popular vote, or the election must be held over. The demand would require the abolition of the Electoral College, which cannot be done without amending the Constitution. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there you have it. So that's the update on Ben Swan. We are hoping to get him to sign and get involved with thefreedomcoalition.com because we believe that could really make a big difference with Ben being involved. But all I know is this. What happened to Ben Swan and Truth in Media? Ben Swan has shut down website, social media accounts. Very strange. All right, the Senate confirmed Representative Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina, wow, to be President Trump's budget director, Kurt. So, you know, his cabinet is slowly coming together, and it's slow because the Senate is fighting at every turn. The hearing for Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court nominee, is scheduled for March, Kurt.
Well, man, I'll tell you what, those guys have so many lunches and parties and stuff, it's just hard to get much done.
And by the way, we did this, and I don't know if you were with me when we did it. We talked about how, you know, Congress hardly works any days per week, Kurt. I mean, when you look at it, they like work Tuesday through Thursday. Thing, yeah. Well, not only the recess thing, but they work like Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Not only do they have all these massive recesses, but even their work weeks are just incredibly short. And then what's amazing is the mainstream press is like, they're working all night. They're working over Christmas. They're just dying for you. It's like crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they don't even work as much as the average kid goes to school, which is much less than the average person works. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, Trump also, his nominee for Secretary of the Department of Labor will be Mr. Alex Acosta, from what we understand, Kurt. I guess that's the second guy after the first guy, resigned, or I guess, what's it called when they cancel their we're not doing it anymore thing? He didn't resign because he wasn't.
Submit is, let's see, he withdrew.
Good. Mm-hmm. Withdrew his bid, if you will. And so now you got Alex Acosta. And Alex Acosta is like a Harvard guy and everything else. I don't know. Again, we need to research a lot of these people. I don't know a lot of these people. But again, you know what? It's amazing how the Senate's just dragging their feet on everything. And then they were mad at the Republicans for dragging their feet on the Supreme Court pick. And now they're dragging their feet on all the nominations. And then they're running around in the media going, hey, Donald doesn't have his cabinet together. Donald's confused up there. He doesn't have his cabinet together. He doesn't have his cabinet together because he can't get these guys to put their, you know, consent in place.
There's a stamp of approval on that, dude, huh?
Yeah. So in my mind, that's the problem there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we brought that up. Let me just give
I
an
guess
example.
This Mick Mulvaney guy, I got a little detail when you want
yeah?
it. Yeah. Go apparently, well, number one, he's married. He's got a wife and some kids and stuff.
Well, that's reason to shut him down alone, isn't it?
He was born. He's married to the same lady that he married in 1998.
Whoa.
Wow. Kind of different than like Newt Gingrich, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, he was a member of the House of Representatives from 2011 to 2017, basically, until they moved him over to this director of the Office of Management and Budget. They sure need somebody managing the budget, you know. Let's see. I guess he was the first Republican, according to Wikipedia, to represent South Carolina's 5th District since back in 1883. So, you know, it had been held by the Democrats for quite a while. but anyway, interesting stuff. Mick Mulvaney.
Yeah. All right. Well, time will tell on good old Mick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is an interesting tidbit in the news, and this is the example. The news just focused on the divisions in America so much, and this is one of the things Trump pointed to in his media op yesterday, which we'll get to in a second, but listen to this from the mainstream press.
President Trump's cabinet is slowly coming together. Today, the Senate expected to confirm Scott Pruitt to head the EPA, Republican Shelley Moore Capito.
Scott is committed to returning the agency to its core mission of protecting our air and our water and our land without undercutting the economy.
But Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse says Pruitt is no friend of the environment.
He's launched lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit trying to tear down every effort to protect the health and environment of America.
Pruitt is expected to win confirmation.
So, Kurt, this is one of the most conservative news services, Salem Radio News. Now, when it comes to comparing to Liberty News, Daily.com, they're not even close. But I'm just saying, in the mainstream, they're
great point.
You know, some of the most Christian conservative news services out there. And what I find fascinating is why, when you talk about Scott Pruitt, he's likely to be nominated or confirmed, in other words, accepted. Why would you focus on this divide? Why? I mean, the whole story is about the divide. And they say, you know, his cabinet's coming together slowly. It's super slow because of the divide. Why hammer that division so hard, Kurt? Why just keep on that? Why not talk about the unity and say, look, looks like his cabinet's coming together. They're going to be nominating this guy. That'll get done today. We just had Nick get approved yesterday or whatever. And, you know, now we're looking at this guy. You know, we're working on Gorsuch. Why just focus on the divide, the negative, how slow it is? I'm convinced that the mainstream press creates these almost self-fulfilling prophecies as they continue to just hammer home, you know, the divided Senate, the horribly divided nation, and they just go on and on and on with this narrative that I find so not only distasteful, Kurt, but destructive to the ends of working together and doing something positive, Kurt.
Well, Sam, you know, by the way, it would be a perfect time for people like President Trump to point out that George Washington warned us about this whole party thing, and we ought to just shut that whole thing down, you know, and try to work together more as Americans. But, you know, the old thing that I remember at least some of the old-timers taught us in the media was that if it bleeds, it leads. And the media typically, along with the wicked judges and lawyers and that kind of thing, they love to stir up trouble, basically because it makes some money, Sam, I think.
Good point.
And
so, they say
so
President
it's
Trump,
sad to see.
They say President Trump lashed out at the press during a news conference on Thursday. Saying the
I
level...
wouldn't call it lashing out, you know. At least to me, I wouldn't call it lashing out. I'd just call it, you know, that he had a press conference and he spoke to him and, you know, he called a spade, at least in his mind. You know, and of course, the news guys, they're going to have their own opinion. They're going to call it lashing out or they're going to call it, you know, man, the guy's crazy or whatever, you know, they're going to stand behind the First Amendment and say, hey, you can't say anything bad about the press. But I think he's, what do you think of what he did?
Well, here's what he did, because we can't talk about what he did until we tell people what he did, right?
Okay. So people, I just understand. Figured everybody already knew, since it's,
you think so?
You know, at least it's pie. Well, they'll know based on what they've been given.
That's the point. So, in other words, right now, just so you know, President Trump had a theatrical, belligerent, out of control, unfair, hostile attack on the press. And he just went bananas. I mean, he's so psychotic, he went nuts. He was frothing at the mouth. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now, that's what they really are telling you, Kurt. And that's what I believe people really know. And that's why we're here to tell the real story, set it straight, and then talk about the details relating to, because I think you're spot on, Kurt. Like, your analysis is absolutely right on target. But Donald said that the press, the dishonesty in the press is completely out of control. And by the way, we've been saying that for 25 years, and I'm glad Donald's come to this realization. Many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth. Trump added, after saying that he's now taking his message directly to the American people, the president added that journalists will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect they deserve. And see, he's right on that, too. The mainstream press is dishonest. They won't tell you the truth. They're not respecting the American people. That's right. The president has attacked the press in recent days, after reports have cited that intelligence officials are saying there was contact between Trump and some Russian officials during the election. Multiple reports have also cited people close to Trump and said that the White House is in disarray. And the mainstream press right now, as deceptive as they are, they have a little bit more credibility than the Democrats, but that credibility is fading fast as the truth starts to come out against the gatekeepers. He said during a press conference, you know what, maybe we can get along, work a little closer, if that's possible. Maybe it's not, and if it's not, that's okay, he says. But, for example, the mainstream press in the big cities, New York, Los Angeles, they don't speak for the people, they speak for the special interests. And for those profiting off of a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest, if we don't talk about it, we're doing a very big disservice. Let's talk about that. Trump's right. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So the mainstream press wants you to believe that Trump just absolutely went bananas, unfairly attacking the press in some hostile manner. And I showed you that the press just talks about divide, how dysfunctional everything is, how horrible the world is. They're just melting down. Okay? But Donald says it isn't that way, and so he went on a tear against the media, and I say justifiably so. And he really laid out, in my opinion, the fundamental issue. He said, I got to go straight to the people, because the mainstream press, the dishonesty is beyond imagination. Trump, the level of dishonesty in the press is out of control, writes Alex Pfeiffer. Donald also said, if I did what Hillary did, it would be the electric chair. Caitlin Collins writes. So what happened is Donald said, look, guys, Hillary got questions ahead of time. And then she responded to those as if she was just reacting on the fly to questions asked to her. If I got the questions ahead of time, you guys would have my head. I'd be in the electric chair for that. But when it's Hillary, you just let it go. And then you attack me for the smallest things. And next headline, Trump assails media, denies chaos. Donovan Slack, USA Today. See, there's not a single positive viewpoint of what Donald's done in the media or done to the media yesterday. No doubt he had an epic rejection of the media's narrative. I get it. But that's a far cry from saying he just melted down, okay, or that he's not saying anything fair. And then he went on and he explains, I see stories of chaos, yet it's the exact opposite. That's what Trump said. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved. See, now where's the mainstream press to at least tell the truth on that? What he could say is Democrat obstructionists are preventing Donald from getting together his cabinet. Yeah, it's slower than other administrations, but the hate, the rejection of Trump at every turn is what's causing the problem here. They don't say that. They just say Donald's crazy, none of his people are worthy to serve, and they go on. Okay? But the bottom line is, the mainstream press isn't telling the truth.
Well, you know, to give you, and even to agree with you and maybe, you know, kind of add some fuel to this fire, you look at Google, you just put in Trump, and basically what you get is they highlight three New York Times pieces. First one, headline, what a failed Trump administration looks like. Next one, is it time to call Trump mentally ill, with some weird looking picture of him. Then another New York Times, a Jewish reporter got to ask Trump a question. It didn't go well. So in other words, if you just read those headlines, you know, you're basically fed this story kind of like you've taught us for a long time, Sam. He who owns the media makes the rules. These guys, they're not making him look good.
Yeah, now right? Let me answer this response to this question on the Jewish press person that asked a question. Yeah. Basically, the Jewish guy says, hey, I'm going to ask you a simple question, Donald. And then he went off on a very complicated discussion about, really, Donald, you're anti-Semitic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay? And Donald went off on the guy. And he said, you're a liar. Mm-hmm. You're acting like that's an easy question, and it's not. And then he went on to kind of beat the guy up. But here's the point.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a question is that? And so, for example, Raw Story and other liberal rags are reporting this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, you know, Donald's asked questions about being anti-Semitic, and he doesn't have an answer. Now, Trump keeps getting asked about anti-Semitism, but he doesn't have an answer. Now, see, this is the problem with the mainstream press. There's a fundamental disagreement on the issues. Okay, yep. Trump has an answer. He's not anti-Semitic, folks. As far as I understand, his son-in-law is Jewish. Mm-hmm. He loves his son-in-law and his daughters, okay? Yep. And his children. Okay, now, if he brings his grandchildren, say, then they'll say, well, he's just trying to act like he loves Jews. That's why he's bringing them.
Yeah, like, that's what happened with Sessions.
That's right.
Remember?
If he doesn't bring them, then they're like, see, he hates his Jewish grandchildren. I mean, no matter what, you can't win with these thugs.
Yeah.
And that's the point Donald is getting across. So they, really, it's not a simple question to say, you know, hey, you're anti-Semitic, right, Donald? It's just a simple question. Now, they say the United States hate has exploded under Donald Trump, is the next headline from these guys. Donald Trump's campaign and presidential election has brought racism in America out of the shadows in a manner that's not been seen in decades, writes Raw Story. With Muslims becoming the top target of attack. And then they go on and talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center. But this is what I'm talking about. You can't win against these belligerent lies. But Donald finishes and he says, my administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, even though I can't get my cabinet together because they're, you know, stopping it all. And then he says, there's never been a presidency that has done so much in such a short period of time. And we have not even started the big work yet. That starts early next week. Well, I hope Donald's right on that the big work starts early next week. He has done more than other presidents. I just hoped for a lot more. But, you know, again, how do you win against this? They're basically saying Donald's the purveyor of hate. And a United States of hate has exploded under Trump. How do you work with a media like that, Kurt? There's not a single thing Donald can do that they'll give him fair credit for unless he doubles down in support of their destruction of America. Then they'll love him. If he somehow divorced his wife and came out gay, they'd love him. If he somehow, you know, got on his knees and started wearing like a doggy collar and let a black person lead him around as retribution or something like that, then they'd love him. If he somehow, you know, capitulated to their environmental wackoism, they'd love him to death. I mean, it would go on and on, but he's got to do their bidding. Or else, you know what, he's a racist, an anti-Semite, a hater, a thug. Nothing that he does right. He's not fit to serve. Everything is a scandal. Everything is a meltdown. This is the destroy America. And I reported yesterday, Kurt, according to the Wall Street Journal, they literally, high-level officials in the military, are withholding information from Donald Trump because they say that he's not trustworthy enough to deliver the information to. That's the Wall Street Journal. Now, to me, that's treason, Kurt. You cannot withhold information from the commander-in-chief of the freest military in the world, freest country in the world. You can't do it. That's what they're doing. They need to be absolutely fired and literally tried for treason, in my humble opinion. But look at that stuff that's going on. And then instead of reporting the truth, or instead of us, we need to have Donald accept the good press. But I can't even go to that event to report the truth on it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And, you know, I don't know how to get a hold of Donald to talk to him about this, but something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing that's interesting to me, at least maybe you could say in the idea of openness and, you know, how they talk about, what is it? Anyway, openness in government. There's another term. you know. But you look at the WhiteHouse.gov website, Sam, and for example, for yesterday, these are all the ones that I can see on here under what's happening. You know, this is a section kind of like latest news, and then you go there. It says President Trump hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Remarks by President Trump at signing of HJ Resolution 38. President Trump putting coal country back to work. President Trump, there's two of those. I don't know why they'd have two, but anyway. Then it says remarks by President Trump in press conference. President Donald J. Trump nominates R. Alexander Acosta to be Secretary of Labor. Remarks by President Trump in listening session with members of Congress. Readout of the Vice President's meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. Those are all the ones for yesterday. You know, it's pretty loaded. And when you look at the press conference deal, I mean, you got a transcript that is, well, I don't know, about a mile long, but it's pretty long and pretty detailed, and it's not all, it's amazing. It's there. You don't have to go to the New York Times and say, what happened at the press conference? You know, you can read it there, as far as I can see, right, Sam?
Yeah. No question.
There's a lot
there.
It's
out of control. And it's hard for me to even know how to respond to this. But again, Kurt, if it's theater, then Donald can just let it go like it is.
Yeah.
But if it's real and Donald's not getting a fair shake, then he's got to deliver information to where guys like us can report the truth and be fair about what's happening.
Yeah. Good point.
And I guess I'm going to use my gauge. If we can't get a hold of the Donald and get to be part of the representation of what's really going on, they used us when it was surrogate time. They used it with us when it was good election time. We did a lot of good coverage, a lot of fair coverage. We need to be able to continue that now that he's president. And I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here to say we need to circumvent the mainstream press. Donald explains it well. That means he understands it. Now let's see if we can't find a way to deliver and partner on a solution to really tell the American people the truth and discredit the mainstream press at every turn, but have a replacement opportunity for solutions. All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. A whole lot of news the networks refuse to use straight ahead on this freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. This nation shall endure.